The Law of Taxation by John Norton Pomeroy. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Law of Taxation by John Norton Pomeroy is a comprehensive guide to the legal principles of taxation. It covers the history of taxation, the various types of taxes, the legal principles governing taxation, and the various methods of taxation. It also provides an overview of the taxation systems of the United States, Canada, and other countries. The book begins with a discussion of the history of taxation, from ancient times to the present. It then examines the various types of taxes, including income taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, and excise taxes. It also looks at the legal principles governing taxation, such as the principle of equality, the principle of uniformity, and the principle of progressivity. The book then examines the various methods of taxation, such as direct taxation, indirect taxation, and progressive taxation. It also looks at the taxation systems of the United States, Canada, and other countries. It discusses the various tax laws and regulations, as well as the various tax incentives and deductions available. The book also provides an overview of the taxation systems of the United States, Canada, and other countries. It examines the various tax laws and regulations, as well as the various tax incentives and deductions available. It also looks at the taxation systems of the United States, Canada, and other countries. The book concludes with a discussion of the various tax avoidance strategies, such as tax shelters, tax havens, and offshore banking. It also provides an overview of the taxation systems of the United States, Canada, and other countries. It provides an in-depth analysis of the various tax laws and regulations, as well as the various tax incentives and deductions available. The Law of Taxation by John Norton Pomeroy is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning about the legal principles of taxation. It provides an in-depth analysis of the various tax laws and regulations, as well as the various tax incentives and deductions available. It is an essential guide for anyone interested in understanding the taxation systems of the United States, Canada, and other countries. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Taxation is a necessary part of a functioning government and society. Idea summary: Taxation is an essential part of a government's ability to provide services and maintain order in society. It is a tool used to fund public services, redistribute wealth, and promote economic growth. Taxation is a necessary part of a functioning government and society. It is a tool used to fund public services, redistribute wealth, and promote economic growth. Taxation is an essential part of a government's ability to provide services and maintain order in society. It is a way for governments to collect revenue to pay for public services, such as education, healthcare, infrastructure, and public safety. Taxation also helps to redistribute wealth by providing tax credits and deductions to those with lower incomes and by taxing those with higher incomes at a higher rate. This helps to ensure that everyone pays their fair share and that those with more resources contribute more to the public good. Finally, taxation can be used to promote economic growth by providing incentives for businesses to invest in research and development and to create jobs. The Law of Taxation by John Norton Pomeroy provides an in-depth look at the history and principles of taxation. It examines the various types of taxes, such as income, property, and sales taxes, and explains how they are used to fund public services and redistribute wealth. It also discusses the legal aspects of taxation, including the constitutional limits on taxation, the taxation of corporations, and the taxation of international transactions. Finally, it provides an overview of the current tax system in the United States and how it is used to promote economic growth. Main idea number 2. Taxation should be fair and equitable. Idea summary: Taxation should be applied in a way that is fair and equitable to all citizens. This means that the burden of taxation should be shared fairly among all taxpayers, and that the tax system should be designed to promote economic growth and social justice. Taxation should be fair and equitable in order to ensure that all citizens are treated equally and fairly. This means that the tax system should be designed to promote economic growth and social justice, while also ensuring that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among all taxpayers. This can be achieved by creating a progressive tax system, where those with higher incomes pay a higher rate of tax than those with lower incomes. Additionally, the tax system should be designed to incentivize certain behaviors, such as investing in education, research and development, and other activities that benefit society. Finally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, while also providing relief to those who are struggling financially. In order to ensure that taxation is fair and equitable, governments should also strive to make the tax system as simple and transparent as possible. This means that the tax code should be easy to understand and follow, and that taxpayers should be able to easily access information about their tax obligations. Additionally, governments should strive to ensure that the tax system is not overly complex or burdensome, as this can lead to confusion and frustration among taxpayers. Finally, governments should strive to ensure that the tax system is not used as a tool for political gain, but rather as a means of providing necessary revenue for the government to fund public services and infrastructure. Main idea number 3. Taxation should be based on ability to pay. Idea summary: taxation should be based on the ability of taxpayers to pay. This means that those with higher incomes should pay more in taxes than those with lower incomes. This is to ensure that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among all taxpayers. Taxation should be based on the ability of taxpayers to pay. This means that those with higher incomes should pay more in taxes than those with lower incomes. This is to ensure that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among all taxpayers. This concept of taxation based on ability to pay is known as progressive taxation. Under this system, the tax rate increases as the taxpayer's income increases. This ensures that those with higher incomes pay a larger portion of their income in taxes than those with lower incomes. This system of taxation is designed to ensure that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among all taxpayers, regardless of their income level. In addition to progressive taxation, other forms of taxation based on ability to pay include regressive taxation, where the tax rate decreases as the taxpayer's income increases, and proportional taxation, where the tax rate remains the same regardless of the taxpayer's income. Each of these systems has its own advantages and disadvantages, and it is important to consider all of them when deciding which system of taxation is best for a particular situation. Ultimately, taxation should be based on the ability of taxpayers to pay. This ensures that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among all taxpayers, regardless of their income level. It is important to consider all of the different forms of taxation when deciding which system of taxation is best for a particular situation. Main idea number 4. Taxation should be transparent and understandable. Idea summary: taxation should be transparent and understandable to all taxpayers. This means that the tax system should be designed in a way that is easy to understand and follow, and that taxpayers should be able to access information about their taxes easily. Taxation should be transparent and understandable to all taxpayers. This means that the tax system should be designed in a way that is easy to understand and follow, and that taxpayers should be able to access information about their taxes easily. This includes having clear and concise instructions on how to file taxes, as well as providing access to information about the tax laws and regulations. Taxpayers should also be able to access information about their tax liabilities, deductions, credits, and other tax-related matters. Additionally, taxpayers should be able to access information about their rights and responsibilities as taxpayers, as well as any changes to the tax laws. Finally, taxpayers should be able to access information about the services available to them from the government, such as tax preparation assistance and tax refunds. Transparency and understanding of the tax system is essential for taxpayers to be able to comply with their obligations and to ensure that they are paying the correct amount of taxes. It is also important for taxpayers to be able to trust the government and its tax system. By making the tax system transparent and understandable, taxpayers can be confident that their taxes are being collected and used appropriately. This will also help to ensure that the government is able to collect the necessary revenue to fund its operations and services. Main idea number 5. Taxation should be efficient and effective. Idea summary: taxation should be efficient and effective in order to maximize the benefits to society. This means that the tax system should be designed to minimize the costs of collection and compliance, while maximizing the revenue generated. Taxation should be efficient and effective in order to maximize the benefits to society. This means that the tax system should be designed to minimize the costs of collection and compliance, while maximizing the revenue generated. To achieve this, the tax system should be designed to be simple and easy to understand, with clear rules and regulations that are applied consistently. The tax system should also be designed to be fair, with the burden of taxation distributed equitably among taxpayers. Finally, the tax system should be designed to be transparent, with taxpayers able to easily access information about their tax obligations and the taxes they have paid. In addition, the tax system should be designed to be flexible, allowing for changes in the tax structure as economic and social conditions evolve. This will ensure that the tax system remains relevant and effective in meeting the needs of society. Finally, the tax system should be designed to be responsive to the needs of taxpayers, providing them with the necessary support and guidance to ensure that they are able to comply with their tax obligations. Main idea number 6. Taxation should be progressive. Idea summary: taxation should be progressive, meaning that those with higher incomes should pay a higher rate of tax than those with lower incomes. This is to ensure that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among all taxpayers. The idea of progressive taxation is based on the principle of fairness. It is argued that those with higher incomes should pay a higher rate of tax than those with lower incomes, as they are able to afford it more easily. This ensures that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among all taxpayers. It also helps to reduce inequality, as those with higher incomes are able to contribute more to the public purse. The progressive taxation system is also beneficial for the economy as a whole. It encourages people to work hard and earn more, as they will be rewarded with a lower tax rate. This can lead to increased economic growth, as people are incentivized to work harder and invest more. It also helps to reduce the burden on those with lower incomes, as they are not taxed as heavily as those with higher incomes. In addition, progressive taxation can help to reduce the amount of tax avoidance and evasion. This is because those with higher incomes are more likely to be able to afford the services of tax advisors and lawyers, who can help them to reduce their tax liabilities. By having a progressive taxation system, it is more difficult for those with higher incomes to avoid paying their fair share of taxes. Overall, progressive taxation is a fair and efficient way of ensuring that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among all taxpayers. It also helps to reduce inequality and encourages economic growth. It is therefore an important part of any taxation system. Main idea number 7. Taxation should be based on the principle of equity. Idea summary: taxation should be based on the principle of equity, meaning that the burden of taxation should be shared fairly among all taxpayers. This means that those with higher incomes should pay a higher rate of tax than those with lower incomes. Taxation should be based on the principle of equity, meaning that the burden of taxation should be shared fairly among all taxpayers. This means that those with higher incomes should pay a higher rate of tax than those with lower incomes. This is in line with the idea that those who can afford to pay more should do so, while those who cannot should not be burdened with an unfair amount of taxation. This principle of equity is also important in terms of fairness, as it ensures that those with higher incomes are not able to avoid paying their fair share of taxes. In addition, taxation should be based on the principle of equity in order to ensure that the tax system is progressive. This means that the tax rate should increase as the taxpayer's income increases. This ensures that those with higher incomes are paying a larger portion of their income in taxes, while those with lower incomes are paying a smaller portion. This helps to ensure that the tax system is fair and equitable, and that those with higher incomes are not able to avoid paying their fair share of taxes. Finally, taxation should be based on the principle of equity in order to ensure that the tax system is efficient. This means that the tax system should be designed in such a way that it is easy to understand and administer. This helps to ensure that the tax system is not overly complex or burdensome, and that taxpayers are able to comply with the tax laws without difficulty. Main idea number 8. Taxation should be used to promote economic growth. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote economic growth. This means that the tax system should be designed to encourage investment, innovation, and entrepreneurship, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote economic growth. This means that the tax system should be designed to encourage investment, innovation, and entrepreneurship. Tax incentives should be provided to businesses to encourage them to create jobs and increase wages. Tax credits should be available to businesses that invest in research and development, as well as those that invest in new technologies and equipment. Tax deductions should be available to businesses that hire new employees and increase wages. Finally, tax rates should be set at a level that encourages businesses to invest in their operations and expand their operations. In addition, the tax system should be designed to ensure that businesses are not overburdened with taxes. This means that the tax system should be progressive, with higher tax rates for higher income earners. It should also be designed to ensure that businesses are not taxed at a rate that is too high, as this could discourage investment and job creation. Finally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that businesses are not taxed at a rate that is too low, as this could lead to a decrease in government revenue. Overall, taxation should be used to promote economic growth. This means that the tax system should be designed to encourage investment, innovation, and entrepreneurship, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. By doing so, the tax system can help to create a more prosperous economy and a better quality of life for all citizens. Main idea number 9. Taxation should be used to promote social justice. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote social justice. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce inequality and poverty, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote social justice. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce inequality and poverty, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. To achieve this, the tax system should be progressive, meaning that those with higher incomes should pay a higher rate of tax than those with lower incomes. This will help to reduce the gap between the rich and the poor, and ensure that everyone pays their fair share. Additionally, the tax system should be designed to encourage businesses to invest in their employees by providing tax incentives for businesses that pay higher wages and offer better benefits. Finally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that those who are most in need receive the most assistance by providing targeted tax credits and deductions for those who are struggling financially. In addition to these measures, the tax system should also be designed to promote economic growth. This can be done by providing tax incentives for businesses to invest in research and development, as well as providing tax credits for businesses that create jobs. Additionally, the tax system should be designed to encourage businesses to invest in their employees by providing tax incentives for businesses that pay higher wages and offer better benefits. Finally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that those who are most in need receive the most assistance by providing targeted tax credits and deductions for those who are struggling financially. Overall, taxation should be used to promote social justice. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce inequality and poverty, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. By doing so, the tax system can help to ensure that everyone pays their fair share, while also providing assistance to those who are most in need. Main idea number 10. Taxation should be used to fund public services. Idea summary: taxation should be used to fund public services. This means that the tax system should be designed to generate revenue to pay for essential services such as healthcare, education, and infrastructure. Taxation is an important tool for governments to fund public services. It is a way for governments to collect money from citizens and businesses to pay for the services that benefit the public. Taxation can be used to fund a wide range of public services, including healthcare, education, infrastructure, and social welfare programs. Taxation can also be used to fund public investments, such as research and development, and to support economic growth. The design of the tax system is important in order to ensure that it is fair and equitable. Tax rates should be set at a level that is sufficient to generate the necessary revenue to fund public services, while also taking into account the ability of taxpayers to pay. Tax incentives can also be used to encourage certain activities, such as investment in research and development, or to promote economic growth. Taxation is an important tool for governments to fund public services, and it should be used in a way that is fair and equitable. The tax system should be designed to generate the necessary revenue to pay for essential services, while also taking into account the ability of taxpayers to pay. Tax incentives can also be used to encourage certain activities, such as investment in research and development, or to promote economic growth. Main idea number 11. Taxation should be used to redistribute wealth. Idea summary: taxation should be used to redistribute wealth. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce inequality and poverty, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to redistribute wealth in order to reduce inequality and poverty. This can be done by creating a progressive tax system, where those with higher incomes pay a higher rate of tax than those with lower incomes. This will ensure that those with higher incomes pay their fair share of taxes, while those with lower incomes are not overburdened. Additionally, the tax system should provide incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages, as this will help to reduce poverty and inequality. In addition to progressive taxation, the government should also consider other measures to reduce inequality and poverty. These could include providing tax credits for low-income families, increasing the minimum wage, and providing access to affordable housing. These measures will help to ensure that everyone has access to the basic necessities of life, and that those with lower incomes are not left behind. Ultimately, taxation should be used to redistribute wealth in order to reduce inequality and poverty. This can be done by creating a progressive tax system, providing tax credits for low-income families, increasing the minimum wage, and providing access to affordable housing. These measures will help to ensure that everyone has access to the basic necessities of life, and that those with lower incomes are not left behind. Main idea number 12. Taxation should be used to promote economic stability. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote economic stability. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce volatility in the economy, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote economic stability. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce volatility in the economy, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. To achieve this, the tax system should be designed to encourage investment in productive activities, such as research and development, and to discourage speculation and other activities that can lead to economic instability. The tax system should also be designed to ensure that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among taxpayers, and that the tax system does not create an undue burden on any particular group. Finally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that the government has sufficient revenue to fund public services and to provide a safety net for those in need. In addition, the tax system should be designed to promote economic growth and development. This means that the tax system should be designed to encourage businesses to invest in new technologies, to create jobs, and to increase wages. The tax system should also be designed to encourage businesses to invest in research and development, and to promote innovation and entrepreneurship. Finally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that the government has sufficient revenue to fund public services and to provide a safety net for those in need. The tax system should also be designed to ensure that the burden of taxation is shared fairly among taxpayers, and that the tax system does not create an undue burden on any particular group. This means that the tax system should be designed to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Finally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that the government has sufficient revenue to fund public services and to provide a safety net for those in need. Main idea number 13. Taxation should be used to promote international trade. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote international trade. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce barriers to trade, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote international trade by reducing barriers to trade and providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. This can be accomplished by reducing tariffs and other taxes on imports, as well as providing tax credits for businesses that export goods and services. Additionally, governments should consider providing tax incentives for businesses that invest in research and development, as well as those that create jobs in the local economy. Finally, governments should consider providing tax relief for businesses that are engaged in international trade, such as those that export goods and services. By providing these incentives, governments can encourage businesses to engage in international trade, which can lead to increased economic growth and job creation. In addition to providing incentives for businesses to engage in international trade, governments should also consider implementing policies that reduce the cost of doing business in foreign countries. This can include reducing the cost of transportation, reducing the cost of labor, and providing access to financing. By reducing the cost of doing business in foreign countries, businesses can be more competitive in the global market, which can lead to increased economic growth and job creation. Finally, governments should consider implementing policies that promote fair trade. This can include ensuring that businesses are not engaging in unfair practices, such as dumping products in foreign markets or engaging in price fixing. Additionally, governments should ensure that businesses are not exploiting workers in foreign countries, and that they are paying fair wages. By promoting fair trade, governments can ensure that businesses are engaging in ethical practices, which can lead to increased economic growth and job creation. Main idea number 14. Taxation should be used to promote environmental sustainability. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote environmental sustainability. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce pollution and resource consumption, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote environmental sustainability. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce pollution and resource consumption, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Tax incentives can be used to encourage businesses to invest in renewable energy sources, such as solar and wind power, and to reduce their reliance on fossil fuels. Tax credits can also be used to encourage businesses to invest in energy efficiency measures, such as insulation and energy-efficient appliances. Additionally, taxes can be used to discourage the use of certain resources, such as water and land, and to encourage the use of more sustainable practices, such as recycling and composting. Finally, taxes can be used to fund research and development of new technologies that can help reduce pollution and resource consumption. The use of taxation to promote environmental sustainability is not only beneficial for the environment, but it can also be beneficial for businesses. By providing incentives for businesses to invest in renewable energy sources and energy efficiency measures, businesses can reduce their operating costs and increase their profits. Additionally, businesses can benefit from the increased demand for their products and services that result from the use of taxation to promote environmental sustainability. Finally, businesses can benefit from the increased public awareness of environmental issues that result from the use of taxation to promote environmental sustainability. Main idea number 15. Taxation should be used to promote social welfare. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote social welfare. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce poverty and inequality, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote social welfare. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce poverty and inequality, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. This can be accomplished by providing tax credits for businesses that hire low-income workers, or by providing tax deductions for businesses that invest in job training and education. Additionally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that those with higher incomes pay a larger share of their income in taxes than those with lower incomes. This will help to reduce the gap between the wealthy and the poor, and ensure that everyone pays their fair share. Finally, the tax system should be designed to encourage businesses to invest in their communities, by providing tax incentives for businesses that invest in local infrastructure, or that provide services to the community. In addition to these measures, the tax system should also be designed to ensure that the government has the resources necessary to provide essential services to its citizens. This can be accomplished by increasing taxes on those with higher incomes, while providing tax relief for those with lower incomes. This will help to ensure that the government has the resources necessary to provide essential services, such as healthcare, education, and infrastructure. Additionally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that the government has the resources necessary to invest in research and development, which will help to create new jobs and increase economic growth. Overall, taxation should be used to promote social welfare. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce poverty and inequality, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Additionally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that the government has the resources necessary to provide essential services to its citizens, and to invest in research and development. By doing so, the government can ensure that everyone pays their fair share, while also helping to create a more equitable and prosperous society. Main idea number 16. Taxation should be used to promote public safety. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote public safety. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce crime and violence, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote public safety by providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. This can be done by providing tax credits for businesses that create jobs and increase wages, as well as by providing tax incentives for businesses that invest in public safety initiatives. Additionally, taxes can be used to fund public safety initiatives, such as police and fire departments, as well as programs that provide education and job training for at-risk youth. Taxes can also be used to fund public safety initiatives that focus on prevention, such as programs that provide counseling and support services to individuals at risk of committing crimes. Additionally, taxes can be used to fund public safety initiatives that focus on rehabilitation, such as programs that provide job training and education to individuals who have been released from prison. Finally, taxes can be used to fund public safety initiatives that focus on enforcement, such as increased police presence in high-crime areas and increased funding for law enforcement agencies. By using taxation to promote public safety, governments can create a safer environment for citizens and businesses alike. Main idea number 17. Taxation should be used to promote public health. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote public health. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce disease and illness, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote public health. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce disease and illness, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Tax incentives can be used to encourage businesses to invest in health-promoting activities, such as providing health insurance, offering healthy food options, and providing access to preventive health care services. Tax credits can also be used to encourage individuals to purchase health insurance, and to incentivize employers to provide health insurance to their employees. Additionally, Taxes can be used to fund public health initiatives, such as providing access to clean water, improving sanitation, and providing vaccinations. Taxes can also be used to discourage unhealthy behaviors, such as smoking and excessive drinking. For example, taxes can be used to increase the cost of cigarettes and alcohol, making them less affordable and thus less attractive to consumers. Taxes can also be used to fund public health campaigns that educate people about the dangers of unhealthy behaviors. Finally, taxes can be used to fund research into new treatments and cures for diseases, as well as to fund public health programs that provide access to health care services for those who cannot afford them. Main idea number 18. Taxation should be used to promote economic development. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote economic development. This means that the tax system should be designed to encourage investment, innovation, and entrepreneurship, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote economic development by providing incentives for businesses to invest, innovate, and create jobs. This can be done by reducing taxes on businesses that create jobs and increase wages, while increasing taxes on businesses that do not. Additionally, the tax system should be designed to encourage investment in research and development, as well as in infrastructure and other projects that will benefit the economy. Finally, the tax system should be designed to provide incentives for businesses to invest in new technologies and processes that will increase productivity and efficiency. In order to ensure that taxation is used to promote economic development, governments should also consider the impact of taxation on different sectors of the economy. For example, taxes should be structured in a way that encourages businesses to invest in areas that are likely to generate economic growth, such as manufacturing, technology, and services. Additionally, taxes should be structured in a way that encourages businesses to invest in areas that are likely to benefit the public, such as education, healthcare, and infrastructure. By using taxation to promote economic development, governments can ensure that businesses are investing in areas that will benefit the economy and the public. This will help to create jobs, increase wages, and improve the overall quality of life for citizens. Additionally, it will help to ensure that businesses are investing in areas that will generate economic growth and prosperity. Main idea number 19. Taxation should be used to promote social cohesion. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote social cohesion. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce inequality and poverty, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote social cohesion by reducing inequality and poverty. This can be done by creating a progressive tax system that taxes higher incomes at a higher rate than lower incomes. This will help to ensure that those with higher incomes pay their fair share of taxes, while those with lower incomes are not overburdened. Additionally, the tax system should provide incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. This will help to ensure that everyone has access to good jobs and that wages are kept at a livable level. Finally, the tax system should be designed to provide adequate funding for public services, such as education, healthcare, and infrastructure, which are essential for social cohesion. In order to ensure that taxation is used to promote social cohesion, governments should also consider implementing targeted tax credits and deductions. These can be used to provide additional support to those who are most in need, such as low-income families and individuals. Additionally, governments should consider implementing tax incentives for businesses that create jobs and increase wages. This will help to ensure that businesses are incentivized to create jobs and increase wages, which will help to reduce inequality and poverty. Overall, taxation should be used to promote social cohesion by reducing inequality and poverty, providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages, and providing adequate funding for public services. By implementing these measures, governments can ensure that everyone has access to good jobs and that wages are kept at a livable level, while also providing adequate funding for public services. Main idea number 20. Taxation should be used to promote good governance. Idea summary: taxation should be used to promote good governance. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce corruption and promote transparency, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. Taxation should be used to promote good governance. This means that the tax system should be designed to reduce corruption and promote transparency. Taxation should be used to incentivize businesses to create jobs and increase wages, while also providing resources for public services and infrastructure. Taxation should also be used to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, and that the tax system is progressive and equitable. Finally, taxation should be used to ensure that the government is accountable to its citizens, and that public funds are used responsibly and efficiently. The tax system should be designed to ensure that the government is able to raise sufficient revenue to fund public services and infrastructure, while also providing incentives for businesses to create jobs and increase wages. The tax system should also be designed to ensure that the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, and that the tax system is progressive and equitable. Finally, the tax system should be designed to ensure that the government is accountable to its citizens, and that public funds are used responsibly and efficiently.